Today, is Brisbane the next city to see the home price fall shoe drop? Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analysis. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. Something a bit weird is happening in property markets across Australia. Normally, as we head into the peak autumn selling season, momentum and prices tend to step up. But so far, sellers are racing to beat the competition into a falling market already padded by properties that failed to sell in spring last year. And this has pushed up the volume of residential listings in parts of Sydney and Melbourne by more than 50% compared with last year. That's according to CoreLogic data. And now it's spreading to Brisbane and Perth too. Sydney's market listings in the past month rose around 6.7% from the same period last year and is 8.2% higher than the previous five-year average, according to CoreLogic figures. But it's not uniform. Total listings jumped by 52% in the Richmond-Windsor district over the four-week period compared to a year ago, lifting overall stock 27% higher than the five-year average. And listings climbed by 50% across the southern part of the eastern suburbs and by 49% in the Cronulla-Miranda-Caringbah region. And meanwhile, the number of homes for sale in Manly, Sutherland, Menai, Heathcote and Hurstville ballooned by 35%, 32% and 30% respectively. In Melbourne, 22,800 homes were up for grabs, up 1.1% on a year earlier and 7.3% above the previous five-year average. Melbourne's Yarra district posted the sharpest increase in total stock in the city, jumping 55% in the past 4 weeks, and listings in the area are now sitting 33% above the five-year averages as home values slumped by 5.7% in the past year. The number of properties for sale in Nillumbuk, Kinglake, Darebin South and Central Melbourne climbed by 46%, 36% and 34% respectively. Stock levels soar well above their five-year averages, rising between 19% and 36%. But listings now are also piling up in previously tight markets like Brisbane, where they climbed by 2.9% in the past 4 weeks compared to a year ago. Brisbane's Inner West, Sherwood Indooroopilly and Forest Lake Oxley recorded the sharpest increase in total listings, where they surged 49%, 42% and 36% respectively. And in Perth, listings climbed 6.4% in the past 4 weeks compared to a year ago, where listings have surged, for example, in Coburn, Kigwana and Stirling regions, where they jumped by 39%, 32% and 21% over the past 4 weeks compared to a year ago. Eliza Owen, CoreLogic's head of research, said, "This time of year is typically slow in terms of demand, but this goes beyond seasonality. There is less appetite from buyers, but more sellers are coming into the market, which could indicate rising mortgage stress. It foreshadows further drops in home values as sellers might be compelled to reduce their asking prices to get a sale." Indeed, already the consequences of this change dynamic are showing, with Melbourne's month-on-month prices down 0.7%. That's nearly double the decline in November. And Sydney home values fell 0.6%. That's the most in a year. And while in Brisbane, house prices rose by just 0.4%, while units lifted by 0.8% in the last 2 months of 2024, which, by the way, is about a third of the peak monthly growth notched up in May last year, CoreLogic data shows house values are dropping in 1 in 7 suburbs across the city. That is the highest level in almost 2 years as the number of owners trying to sell rises but prospective buyers fall away. The Brisbane housing market is clearly losing momentum across both houses and units, so there's a potential for values to drift lower based on the growth trend, says Tim Lawless, research director at property data company CoreLogic. Already, houses in Brisbane's affluent inner eastern suburbs of Hawthorn, East Brisbane, Norman Park, Seven Hills and Bulumba racked up the largest price falls of between 3.1% and 4.2% over the 3 months to December. Brisbane looks to me like a really soggy market, and I wouldn't be surprised if house prices go negative in the next couple of months, said AMP chief economist Shane Oliver. Brisbane could be the next capital to encounter a downturn after Sydney. It's often the case that once the momentum turns negative, you go further negative for a while. So when prices are falling, history tells us that it can go on for a little bit. I think momentum is starting to work against Brisbane, and it is now weakening at a similar pace as Sydney was 6 months ago. As the AFR reports, Dr. Oliver says Brisbane could escape a downturn if the Reserve Bank cuts interest rates next month, as expected by the financial markets, but economists surveyed by the AFR late last year predicted rate cuts would not come until May. A rate cut could turn that downturn momentum around, so if it occurs in February, it has the potential to head off a dip into negative territory for Brisbane prices, said. But see my post recently about the fact that prices might continue to fall even if rates were to be cut by the RBA. Interstate migration to Queensland peaked in the first quarter of 2021 at around 18,000 people, according to ABS data. But this fell by 61% to just 7,000 in recent data, though, by the way, this is still higher than the pre-pandemic quarterly average of around 3,200. But prospective buyers are being priced out as the city has become the least third affordable place to buy a home after Sydney and Adelaide. That's according to ANZ. And so in response, are more people buying up a land parcel? Well, home lot sales are indeed increasing, but mainly in the cheaper cities. And the Housing Industry Association reported that national median land prices jumped a yearly 9.3% to $884 per square metre, and to more than double that in Sydney, which is pushing buyers of new homes away from the larger cities to more affordable regions and capitals. In fact, Sydney's land prices rose to a record per square metre rate of $2,011. That's a 9.3% year-on-year jump. And that's a key factor in the 25% slump of lot sales in Greater Sydney to just 621 in the September quarter from 833 a year earlier, the HIA figures showed in the new report produced jointly with CoreLogic. That was in strong contrast with a smaller city such as Adelaide, which despite an 18.9% jump in median land prices to $691 per square metre, in part reflecting a reduction in average lot sizes, the number of lot sales jumped 33% over the year to 1,470 from 1,108. What we've seen is a structural shift in housing and where people want to live, said HIA senior economist Maurice Tapang. Sydney sales, in terms of volume, will remain weak compared with other markets like Adelaide. Those are where building activity is starting to pick up as well. The boost in sales in Adelaide is still smaller, though, than those seen in regional centres such as Illawarra in New South Wales and Geelong in Victoria, where, with a median land price lower than their respective capital cities, lot sales have soared by more than 50% from the previous year. While 9,364 land sales recorded nationally in the September quarter of 2024, and that marked a 20.3% decline from the previous quarter and a fall of 18.4% from a year earlier, the worst may have passed, they said. Sales over the past 12-month period to September rose 7.1% from a year earlier to 44,741, the report showed. But rising prices show that affordability is worsening to the detriment of both aspiring home buyers and the industry. The median price of residential land, without though accounting for changes in lot size, rose 4.5% quarter on quarter and 7.6% year on year in September to around $366,510. In capital cities, the gains were higher, with the median land price jumping 6.8% from the June quarter and 9.2% over the year to $408,106. And as CoreLogic's economist Kathleen Ezzie said, affordability continues to be a major hurdle in bringing new housing stock online. The continued uptipping land prices, coupled with onward pressure on construction costs and the higher for longer interest rate environment, has moved new homeownership further out of reach for some Australians. Climbing land prices were holding back new home development, and more land should be made available for housing, Mr. Tapang said. Increased urgency and commitment from governments to release more land for residential development and adequately servicing it with essential infrastructure will alleviate rising land prices and help more Australians into home ownership, he said. But in cities such as Sydney, if planning rules were reformed and local opposition to denser housing overcome, more homes could be built more cheaply in established areas that could make use of existing infrastructure. It's worth remembering that the New South Wales Productivity Commission back in 2023 estimated that it costs around $75,000 more to equip a home on the suburban fringe with infrastructure such as roads, water, schools, transport and open spaces than it did for a new home in an established area. But of course, getting a builder to build anywhere at reasonable cost as more construction firms go under is getting harder. So none of this bodes well for the broader property market. But meantime, I think Brisbane is indeed the one to watch just now as prices continue to potentially slide. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.